Hello, my name is Trevor Batson. I am the host of Real Geeks. This episode, we are addressing the film, The Lego Batman Movie. I have here with me today my darling wife, Kayla, and my good friend, Mike Montgomery.
What's up, Internet? There's a lot of great stuff with the comedy. References and the jokes, a lot of them were downright fearless. Batman's password to the Batcave alone was beautiful.
Yes. FYI, he doesn't suck, but...
But I think at the same time, the comedy is kind of a blessing and a curse. To an extent, they rely on the references and the jokes almost a little too much. Comic book nerds are gonna love it, but I've...
Kids are gonna love
it, too. Yeah, well, kids are gonna love it because it's bright and shiny. At the same time, I have heard in other reviews that cavalcade of comedy can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And where I didn't really find that, but at the same time, I can see why other people would.
Mm-hmm.
I think overall, I ended up in this position where, of the three of us, I probably liked it the least. I still enjoyed it. But at the same time, by the end of the movie, I found myself coming out of the theater kind of going, is that it? And I'm not sure what exactly happened, if it was maybe just overhyped, or if I just wasn't in the right frame of mind. I think also just my own views of comedy, one of the things I believe is that you can't go to the same joke too many times. In general, it did kind of work against the movie. There are jokes like with Batman's various costumes and so forth, where I think they may have gone to that like one time too many. By the time the movie was over, a lot of those jokes just started losing steam.
I felt personally that by the time they got to Barbara's costume, I was like, oh my god, just put the damn costume on. By that point, I was sick of it. I was like, just put it on. Just pick one. He's like, hey, this is hot. Throw it on her. Joke's done. Woo. Go fight bad guys. The reason we got the Lego Batman movie was because, let's face it, Will Arnett stole every scene he was in. He just, everybody, like, it's kind of hard to steal a scene from Morgan Freeman. But he did.
Yes.
And let's face facts, when they had the Oscars and they were playing Everything is Awesome, all anybody talked about on Twitter afterwards was, oh my god, that was Will Arnett in the Batman costume. So his success really brought this movie, and I think he really just had a ball with this, and I really enjoyed that energy that he brought, and the fact that Mike was in it really kind of brought me into it, because I really like him and I really love their chemistry and Arrested Development, so I thought that was a great tie back. Honestly, my favorite jokes were actually the throwback to the 60s Batman. They were my favorites.
As Lego movies go, it was in a number of ways better than the Lego movie. In terms of how animated movies go, it's probably better than some of the animated movies that will be coming out this year are going to be. As you said, there are a lot of references in the film, and it's definitely one of those things where, upon first viewing, you're not necessarily going to catch everything.
Yeah.
You're probably going to need to see it at least two or three times. For me, that was one of the strengths of the film, though. It creates rewatchability inherently in the structure of the film. The fact that he was not the only one wearing those costumes by the end of it, that kind of helped to diffuse it a little bit. This is spoilers, by the way, obviously, if you haven't seen the film yet. Things like Alfred wearing the classic 60s
outfit. Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Robin not only took on the Robin outfit, he also took on the Nightwing outfit for a brief moment.
I think to an extent, that's where the joke started to wear thin. The Robin outfit, I did find funny, but with the quick flash of Nightwing, almost just to have the Nightwing reference.
But it wasn't just to have the Nightwing reference. It was
Not entirely, no.
It was done as a point of trying to have his character have that lesson of not being like Batman had been up to that point in the film. Because it was handled in a way that it was trying to service something else and didn't make it seem too repetitive, at least to me anyway.
Like I said, Robin's was funny. When they pulled out the Nightwing one, that was where I was kind of more just going, of course he has one labeled Nightwing. I can see it working for people in general, just for me, it just didn't quite get there.
when I look at comedy films, particularly spoof films,
we
haven't had a good spoof film in a long time.
No.
There has been a slew of them that, instead of actually trying to make fun slapstick kind of things come out of the moments, it became more about trying to make references to this movie and that movie and this TV show and all these other pop culture things, and it stopped being about just trying to get a good laugh. And I think that in the case of the Lego Batman movie, and I think moving forward probably with future Lego movies, we're going to see a resurgence in a sense of a spoof movie, because that's really what this movie comes down to. It is a spoof of Batman and DC and all the different sort of things revolving around that, because we get that whole moment of like the Justice League, Superman's Fortress of Solitude, and the Phantom Zone, and all these other elements. But while it's making references to all these different things from DC, it's kind of finding the slapstick in Lego as well. And because they are just toys, and so you can kind of play off of that element. The two elements together, I think, makes for decent spoof. So from the comedic side of things, I thought that they were fairly on point in that regard. But I also do agree that they may have relied a little too heavily on the comedy side of things.
Yeah.
But I will give them the benefit of the doubt to some extent with that, simply because the target audience is kids.
Oh yeah. And
They're not going to want to go too dark with the movie, even though it is dealing with The Dark Knight, where this one is designed to be mostly for kids. They're trying to keep those dark elements to a minimum so that kids can enjoy it, but then have the references in there so that people that have grown up with the various screen iterations of Batman and the people that have grown up reading the comics of Batman and other DC elements that he's been involved with and whatnot, they'll get an appreciation out of it too. The line, I think, is in the middle part of the general audiences, because there are going to be people going into this that are seeing it just because Batman's an iconic character, and because Lego is an iconic brand, and because the Lego movie was a decent movie, better than a lot of people expected it was going to be.
If they just kind of got over the costume jokes sooner, they could have filled that with something a little bit more meaningful. Mm. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more Bruce Wayne, actually.
Well, yeah, I could totally see that.
We only really saw him at that party.
Yeah.
And I would have enjoyed seeing him try to be conspicuous among society a bit more, instead of like showing off. I know he's in some universes he comes off as this big playboy, but my favorite version of Bruce Wayne is the old animated series, where he's more down to earth and he's more approachable.
You could almost have a reference to that old Batman theme of like which one's the real person and which one's the mask between Batman and Bruce Wayne. Like, it's always been debated which one's the real person, and in here, he has no desire to actually be Bruce Wayne whatsoever.
No, that's because that's like the most painful part of his life, is being Bruce. And as far as I'm concerned, being Batman is probably the best therapy he could probably get in terms of, you know, getting out his frustrations continuously with, you know, what's going on with Gotham, with all the crime.
Oh yeah, but in general, I'm with you that I don't think it would have really been necessary to have more Bruce Wayne, but I'm with you that, yeah, I think it would have been nice to see that.
I feel like it would have brought more of a balance to the character, because say what you will about Batman v Superman.
And I can say a lot.
And say what you will about pretty much most of the previous live-action Batman iterations that we've gotten, but they've always managed to strike a fairly decent balance between what we see of Batman and what we see of Bruce Wayne. I think that the Lego Batman, because of the title and everything, seemed to focus far too much on Batman and not enough on Bruce Wayne. Part of that's the character, granted, but at the same time, if you're going to try and create what is effectively a comedic take, but yet still an homage to what has come before. You need to honor it in the right way, and a balance between both sides of that character would have served the story a lot better, I think.
I think it kind of would have been really funny if we had a little bit of Bruce Wayne, but him trying to set, like, using his normal Will Arnett voice and trying not to break out that Batman
voice
out in public. Like, that still would have been hilarious, but a little bit more serious to balance it out.
And probably actually also easier on Arnett himself.
I can't imagine the pain in his throat.
Well, no, I was going to say, I was actually reading the IMDb trivia for the movie earlier today, and one of the notes in there specifically is that he has a very hard time doing that voice.
Mm.
I also find it funny, though, that he uses that voice to discipline his kids in real life.
I don't blame him for doing it! I really don't!
Well, the 60s Batman movie, my favorite gag was the, let's punch them hard enough and then letters will appear.
That
and
was fantastic. I just,
that was beautiful.
I just lost it. I was like, because I watched the animated Batman, but I watched also reruns of the Adam West. Of my childhood, I remember like watching him, like my daily schedule at home, and I remember watching that, and then like in the afternoons watching the animated Batman. There was one point where they're showing like all those really obscure villains, and there was Catman, but he was orange and yellow, and immediately I was thrown back to Fairly Odd Parents, like one of the early seasons. They had Adam West do a voice, and he was Catman. It was just complete parody of Batman. But that's what I thought.
I can sort of explain that one, actually. That would have been from the 80s Batman comics.
Okay. Mm. But immediately, because it was only quick flash, but immediately that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of this parody that Adam West was in Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, no, I mean, like, the only reason I even know that is, thank you, Dad. Early on, the Joker is listing off the villains, and there's a point where somebody goes, you're just making those up, aren't you? And the Joker flat out says, no, they're all real! And that, I think, as a nerd, you can't hear that and not go, thank you.
I would say, for myself, the biggest standout moment was a point in the film where the Joker asks Sauron, because he's gotten all these big bad guys from various other universes that were trapped in the Phantom Zone, and he's brought them to Gotham to destroy Gotham. And he's asked Sauron to locate Batman for him, because Sauron's all-seeing kind of thing. He was located underneath Wayne Manor. Joker's like, oh man, so Batman is Bruce Wayne's roommate. And Sauron, this is the best part, because Sauron actually doesn't reveal the truth.
He just goes, right.
So even Sauron's willing to keep Batman's secret identity. That's really hilarious. That was probably one of the funniest jokes.
Oh, because I'm not even sure if it's that specifically he's willing to keep Batman's secret so much as he's just going, I'm not bothering.
But I just love that exchange happened, and he still doesn't know that Bruce Wayne is Batman. I think we've said just about all that we could say about the Lego Batman movie, so I think it's time that we render our verdicts.
I'm gonna have to actually kind of double rate it.
Okay.
Like, there is a lot of great comedy stuff there. As spoof movies, we need this because Friedberg and Seltzer are coming back.
Oh god, don't remind me.
Exactly. Also, like I said at the beginning, for me, it didn't quite work. I'm probably the mirror of your comparisons between the Lego movie and Lego Batman, where I would actually put the Lego movie slightly ahead, just because it just had that little bit more. Right now, I'd say 3.5. I think I do need to see it again.
Mm.
And at that point, I would probably go up to a 4.
I have to say probably 3.5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's very enjoyable, it's very funny, I think kids will love it. It's not perfect, and then I agree with Mike.
Yeah.
The Lego movie's a little bit better, but they're both right up there.
We're kind of coming at it from a little bit of different angles, but I think we're all kind of coming to the same sort of verdict. Around the 3-4 range is a safe bet for this film. It's a decent film. It make some solid efforts with better music.
Oh, rest in peace, Prince.
That's our verdict on the Lego Batman movie. Thank you all for joining us for this episode. Tune in next time, and remember to stay really geeky about movies.